Okay, we started a new sugya yesterday, and the sugya is called "If a shliach, im shliach nasa aid, can a shliach become a witness?" It was a machlokes Rav and Devei Rav Shila. And after the first assumption, the Gemara tells us what the machlokes is. That Rav says a shliach nasa aid, if I send someone as my agent, he can subsequently testify to what occurred. And the logic is, who would know it better than him? Because he actually did it. He did it. So obviously, I told him to do something. He did it. He can certainly be the witness to that because he was the principal party involved. That's Rav's opinion. Devei Rav Shila says, Ein shliach nasa aid. A shliach cannot become a witness because since we've already said that shlucho shel adam kamoso, since a shliach is like the person himself, then he's like the person himself. And just like the principal party is not allowed to testify, a principal party is not a witness, so the agent who is tantamount to the principal party can also not be an agent. And this is the machlokes between the two. So the buzzwords you have to remember, commit to memory, is shliach nasa aid, can shliach become an aid, or ein shliach nasa aid, can a shliach not be an aid? All right, what the Gemara is going to do now is going to ask a question from a machlokes beisil beishamai, which is going to support one of these two views. Okay, that's what's coming up over here. Meisivei, the Gemara now asks a question. It's going to be a question against Rav. Rav, who says a shliach is not, cannot be an aid. I don't have one on the board. Oh, what don't I have on the board? Because that's what I'm going to have. What, I have everything. What don't I have?
Usually you have it fooled, like I can read more than three lines or two.
Because I'm at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
And I can't see more than
all
the
right,
bottom.
Leave it
alone. I don't know, like this. Okay. All right. Amar l'shlosha. If a person said to three people, he tells three people the following. This is a brisa. Tzu, go, v'ki, chu, li, ha'isha. Betroth a woman for me. The three of you. Okay. So, and the three of them go. Now, what's going to happen over there? Well, let's analyze the situation here. Well, one man will take a ring in his hand. He'll give the man will give the agent a ring. Says, give this ring to this woman and be makadosher. So one of the three guys is going to say, hareyat mekudeshes to him, through this ring. All right, that's the shliach.
What's the other two ring?
You tell me. You need two witnesses, don't you?
That's the ring. Okay.
You know, you can't. Three people aren't going to give her the ring.
So then the one who gives the ring is not a witness.
So let's see what happens. He just told the three guys, go and get her married for me. He didn't detail it. Chaim Yankel, you do this, you do guys. Says the three of you guys go there and be makadosher for me. Now the dispute is, what did the guy mean when he said that? That's going to be the machlokas. So Beis Shammai is going to say the following. This is how we divide it up, the logical way. Echad shliach. So one of them is the actual shaliach. He is the one who will give her the ring. Ushnayim eidim. And the other two will be the witnesses. And you have a very good legal marriage. Divrei Beis Shammai. These are the words of Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hillel Imrim. No. Since he wasn't specific of what he wanted to do, therefore we can't break it down for him. And therefore we say, Kulam Shluchim Hain. They are all, when he says to all three of you go, they're all shluchim. They're all his messengers. Because he didn't delineate, you're the messenger. You two are to be the witnesses. He said the three of them go marry her. So they're all considered his shluchim. Then they may internally decide how to divide it up. But he sent them all as shluchim. And we have a problem. The ain shliach nasa aid. And a shliach cannot be a witness. Right? So hold on. So the Gemara has not yet fully explained the question yet, so we have to give the Gemara a little chance before he asks questions here. Now we'll see in a moment the Gemara, that's the Braisa. Now, it would seem that the question is, so what is exactly the machlokas going on over here? But one thing is clear, the machlokas is when he sends three people. Now the Braisa is very careful in how they word things. He sent three people. Why didn't the Braisa say there's a machlokas when you send two people? Okay, so this is what we have to see over here. So let's continue. Gemara is analyzing this machlokas yet. So let's finish the analyzation before we come to the question. So Adkan, Gemara now analyzed the braisa. Adkan will plead over shlosh. It seems that there's only a machlokas when there's three people were sent to a machlokas beis hillel and shammai. However, aval vishnayim. But if you're sending two people, since there's no machlokas, what are we going to have to say? Divrei hakol lo. Everyone would say it's not a kedushin. Why? Because let's think about it. If you send two people, then what's the best you can do? Well, one will be the agent, and one will be the witness. Well, no, let's let the agent be the witness. Well, there obviously there's no argument there. Beishama is not saying no. It'll be okay with two. Even Beishamah only said with three is it okay, because we split them up. We made one guy the agent and two guys the witnesses. Okay, so you don't have a shliach. What is it? Beis Hillel said, wait a minute, we send three, you made them all agents. That's the whole machlokas. When you say three, you're not specific. So Beis Hillel says it's like you made all three agents. So nobody can be a witness if you made them all an agent. But when you come down to two, one of them clearly has to give her the ring. And one of them, even if Beis Shammai would say one would be a witness, well, why didn't, if somebody held that a shliach could be an aid, why didn't they argue by two? And Beis Shammai would say two would also help. But he didn't say that. So clearly two would not help. That's the other notes explains this. The dispute between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai apparently revolves around whether the principal meant to appoint everyone as agents, or whether he wished to appoint only one as an agent, while the rest would be witnesses. That's the machlokas. What did he mean when he said the three should go? Beis Shammai hold, he appoints only one as an agent, and thus they maintain that when three people are designated, the two who are not agents can act as witnesses. Beis Hillel, however, hold that he designates everyone as agents, and therefore they conclude that none of them can also act as witnesses. Now, that was the Bryson. The Gemara now speaks it out. The Gemara thus points out that in principle, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai seem to agree that a person who is an agent cannot also be a witness. To demonstrate this, the Gemara observes that the Bryson set forth their dispute in reference to a group of three people. Apparently, it is only there that Beis Shammai assert that the Kiddushin can be carried out with the designated people alone. If, however, there had been only two people, it seems that even Beis Shammai would agree that Kiddushin could not be affected. For since one of the two must act as the agent to deliver the Kiddushin, that person is barred from also being a witness. Thus, even Beis Shammai concedes that an agent cannot become a witness. Okay, so, So who was this a question on? Since Rav said shliach nasa aid, a shliach can be a witness, from here we see the halacha apparently is not like Rav. Because both Beis Hillel, both Beis Shammai would agree that a shliach cannot be a witness. That's what would appear to be the proof against Rav. Okay, questions?
Yeah, on Beis Hillel's argument that they're all three agents because he didn't designate.
Right.
By virtue of giving, he has to give the ring to somebody. He's not chopping up into three pieces. So by virtue of giving the ring to one guy, that guy has been designated the agent.
Not necessarily. He says maybe you hold it till we get there, and then any one of you guys can get it.
Whoever gives the ring to the woman is the agent. At the end of the day, only one guy, they're not going to take the ring.
Well, maybe he wants all three guys to make sure the job gets done.
You know,
and maybe he hasn't designated anybody to be a witness. He said, I want three guys to make sure the job gets done.
Wait.
And I want you to hold it till we get there. I want you to give it to them. I want you to take
all
pictures. This and that. And the, or between the three, you can decide who you want to give it.
All three are agents.
And I have not, and Hillel is saying, you have not designated anyone as a witness. Yeah. Till you say you want to be a witness, he's
agents.
An agent.
So we agree only one guy is going to actually give it to me.
Well, only one guy can
That's
give her the ring.
Only one guy's going to say the words.
And he hasn't designated who it is.
And we also said that to be a witness, it's involuntary. You see it, you're a witness. Whether you're designated, you see a word, you're a witness. You're not designated as a witness. You see him give her the ring, you hear her say the word, him say the word, you're a witness.
Well, first of all, not necessarily those other guys have... He didn't say they have to be witnesses.
Right.
It could be I sent you three guys... And you carry the ring till we get to their house, and then you can go to sleep.
No, but if he doesn't see it, he doesn't see it. I'm saying he sees it and he hears it.
Well, but maybe since he's not told to be a witness, he's not going to pay a lot of attention to it. In other words, Basil is saying, when you just send three guys and you're not clear, then those guys aren't assuming that they have to do more than make sure she gets the ring. And they don't have to necessarily witness things. They don't have to be thinking I'm a witness. You know, Beis Shammai says, well, what do you expect? From the words alone, we understand exactly what he meant. Right? But Beis Hillel says, no. He's not saying, I hear what you're saying. I hear your question. Beis Hillel is saying, you know what? The guy only considers himself an agent. He doesn't consider himself a witness. Okay, anyway, I hear your question. Okay, anyway, we have a question on Rav. Clearly, everybody holds a shliach cannot be a witness. So what's Rav going to do? Well, guess what? There is a machlokes in the Gemara as to what the machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is. In other words, there's two different brises. One brisa that we quoted showed the machlokes like this. However, there's another Tana, Reb Nosson, he learned the machlokes Hillel Shammai differently. There is a dispute as to what the machlokes is. You're right. If the machlokes is like this, you're right. It's a question against Rav. But there's others who learned the machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai differently. And this is the way the machlokas should be learned. And if you learn it this way, it will not be a question on Rav. Who the Amar? Rav will subscribe ki hai Tana, like this Tana, who says that the argument of Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is not the way we just learned it. He differs. The Tanya, we learned in our Braisa, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Rabbi Nosson says, everyone knew there was machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai over there when you're sending more than one agent, but the question is, where is the machlokas? The first price is the machlokas when you're sending three. This Tana says machlokas is when you're sending Beis Shammai Omrim. This one, when is saying case that he only sent two guys. He only sent two guys and not three. Beis Shammai Omrim, Shliach ve'Eid Echad. Beis Shammai says, the agent, right? One of them is the agent, and one of them is the witness, and together they can become the witnesses. Okay? Ubeis Hillel Omrim, and Beis Hillel says, Shliach u'shnei Eidim. You need a Shliach and two witnesses. Okay, let's see how we explain this more. In this version of the Braisa, the dispute between Beis Hillel Beis Shammai revolves around the very question debated by Rav and those at Academy of Shila, whether an agent can serve as a witness or not. Beis Shammai contend that the agent can indeed fulfill this double function. Beis Hillel argue. In other words, they learn the machlokas not to say when you send three. He's saying machlokas like this. How can you get the minimal amount of people involved and she can get married? Beis Shammai says all you have to do is send one guy as the shliach and one guy as the witness. Finished. It'll work because the shliach will also be a witness. He's saying you can get by sending two people and it will be a marriage. As opposed to the first way that learned the machlokas was only by three and not by two, this version is saying the machlokas is by two. Can two work? Beis Shammai says you could send two guys and you send one guy as the shliach, one guy as the witness, and the shliach will double as a witness and it works. According to Beis Shammai, yesh shliach. Shliach can become an aid. Beis Hillel says, if you want to work it, buddy, you better do it like this. Send three guys and designate them. Number one is the Shliach. Number two are the witness, because Beis Hillel says, Shliach cannot be an aid. Okay, so now Rav is, okay, if you learn this version, at least Rav has one Tana like him. And who is that Tana?
Shammai.
Well, that ain't the greatest way to do things, right? Why? Because we don't usually paskin like Beis Shammai. So what's going to help if Beis Shammai's on your side? If we don't paskin like him, that's a tantamount to refuting him anyway. Right, and we usually paskin like Beis Hillel. So this answer doesn't seem to help. You see what I was going to ask? For Rav, ke Beis Shammai. Are you going to tell me Rav holds like Beis Shammai? That's not going to work. Rav is not going to be like, if he's like Beis Shammai, he's going to lose, because the general rule is we follow Beis Hillel. So guess what? This is one of these uncomfortable answers. But we got it. So the Gemara says, well, there's only one way out. We're going to learn the second version of Machlokas, and guess what we're going to do? Apech. We're going to reverse the opinions. In other words, we're going to say Beis Hillel says one fellow and an agent will work. Well, Beis Shammai says one fellow and, again, Beis Hillel says one agent plus one witness will work. And Beis Hillel is the one who says that a shliach can be an aide. And we're just reversing opinion. And Beis Shammai is the one who says, if you want to do this, you have to send one agent and two witnesses. So it comes out, the answer on Rav is, we have to go according to Tana that learns the machlokas differently. And on top of that, we got to switch the names so that the names fit in. And Rav is going to be like Beis Hillel.
Can we just switch them around?
Can we do that?
Yeah, they say, well, you have it wrong. You have it wrong. Your tradition was wrong, and it's the other way. We have this many times. Many times. It's when you're, that's how Rav will say, well, that's the way you learned it. And, you know, maybe you guys mixed up the names. It happens often. It happens often. It's an oral law, man. You know, you have it this way because you wanted it to sound a lot like the other version. No, it's the opposite. Okay. So no proof from this. There's two ways to learn and there's no proof from it.
Rabbi, doesn't this kind of weaken,
you're not going to like this, you're not going to like what's going to come up in the next line.
The foundation of anything anybody says. You cannot no longer.
Well, but you have a lot of times a Mishnah and say, well, there's some words missing in the Mishnah.
But this is so categorical, you say, now forget it, what he said is not right.
He's going to say that the opinions are different.
Wow.
The opinions are different. Apach.
Levi doesn't like it.
What? We got to reverse it.
So we're basically saying that Beis Shammai had the answer we wanted. We don't hold by him, so we just said, oh, that's not really him, it's Hillel.
Yeah, well, yeah, because, you know, that's how other people learned that they thought Shammai is the one. They're saying, no, it's Hillel's that opinion. Right. You know, you're starting, see, the problem is you're starting from the back. You're starting from the questions. These guys could have been learning it originally that way. Right? It's not possible to say that Hillel would have said such an opinion. That's what Rav will say. Right. Be that as it may, let's continue. Now, however, this was all, everything I said now is we're going to call version one of the Machlokas. What do I mean by saying version one? By saying originally, the original Machlokas is, Rav said what? Yesh, a shliach can be an A. Rav Shila said not. We went through and we came to the very last step. Oh, I guess we're going to have to flip Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, so Rav will fit. So Rav Acha, the son of Rava, he learned the whole machlokas between Rav and Tana Beis Shila, the opposite and totally. That the opinions were totally different from the beginning with Rav and the Tana Beis Shila. That Rav Shila, the Tana of Rav Shila held that a witness can be, a shliach can be a witness. And Rav says shliach cannot be a witness. That the whole original machlokas is reversed. And therefore, when we're going to bring, and then he brings down the same give and take, but things are going to be reversed to flip it around the other way. Well, then you don't have to flip around Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, as you'll see. So let's work through this. But we just did version one. Version one said that Rav is the one who says a shliach can be an aid, and Tana Beis Shila says that a shliach cannot be an aid. Version two says the whole machlokas Rav and Beis Shila was the opposite to begin with.
All right, but doesn't change anything.
Well, it'll change a little bit at the end, though. Rav, now we'll just review everything here. Rav Amar Ein Shliach Nasaid. The way that he has it is Rav says a shliach cannot be an aid. Ve'Rav Shila Amri Shliach Nasa Aid. That's Kevin Shila says a shliach could be an aid. And the whole discussion would have changed that way. Okay, stop. Now the Gemara, believe it or not, one of the rare occasions, Gemara says, okay, we're just going to tell you what the law is straight out, guys. Because the law, straight out. Ehilchasa, and the law is shliach nasa aid. Finished. The law is an agent right. Can be a witness. Right. Doesn't tell us how, why. The shliach can be a witness, notwithstanding the svara of shliach shalom kamoso. We go to the other svara that nobody else would know it better than the guy. We could say a shliach. So now you have to start, this is where you get into Talmudic hair splitting. So what do we mean? What, obviously the opinion that says that a shliach can be an aid, he cannot argue on the fact that shliach shalom kamoso. He can't argue on that because that's the whole way that agency works. So I guess he's going to have to say that a shliach is like a person in one way and he's not like a person in the other way. In other words, he's like him in terms of the action, in terms of the physical action, but I guess he's not like him in terms of bias. Let's understand. Why do we say that a person cannot testify in a case where he is one of the principal parties? Because he has an obvious bias, right?
That's right.
Why can't I testify in a case that pertains to me? Because I'm going to look at it the way I want to look at it. We have to look at objective people. So I guess you're going to say this opinion holds that so a shliach shalom kamoso means all I am is that I am his arms and his legs. I'm not his mind and I'm not his heart. Do you understand? In other words, the problem is I send you to marry this woman. Now, who is giving her the ring? You are. So how am I married to this lady if you are? Well, he said, you know, when I tell you to go, it's like you're my hands. It's like you're my hand. You're an extension of my hand. You are my hand. But you are not my mind and you are not my heart. In other words, if I really want to be married to this woman, I can. And there's many areas like paying back a debt. There's all kinds of areas where a person comes with his wife. So now why couldn't I testify that I married her? Because some people have a bias. I mean, I wanted to marry her. I was thinking of marrying her. I thought I married her. You know, but sometimes bias makes us delusional. Bias makes us, you know, and we have to remember sometimes we ask you something 20 years, we have to testify 20 years later. Bias has interesting ways of making us see reality differently. So now, one rabbi will say, you know what? Once the guy is a shliach, he already also has a bias. The other one will say, no, just because he's doing the thing for him, maybe he just did it, it was a job. He paid me $100 to go far away, and I did it for the money. Right? But I don't have a bias. At the end of the day, either I did give her the kiddushin or I didn't give her the kiddushin. And we can trust the shliach. Shliach is only the arms, but he's not the heart of the person. I can't testify for my case because my heart will fool me. The witness, it's a pure legal thing he's doing. He's just an outsider doing him a favor. He's not going to have a bias necessarily. And that's the machlokes. Will a shliach have the bias? You can't say that a shliach is not like the person himself, because if he's not like the person himself, how does anything work? So we can say he's like the person and he's not like the person. You kind of split it. He's like the person in terms of that he's an extension of the person's hands and arms, but he's not like the person in terms of believability because he doesn't have the bias. That's how you'd have to learn it. So we conclude that shliach nase aid, and you know that would work then, let's say, according to the first way of saying that Rav holds shliach nase aid, and we reverse the names of Hill and Shammai, and Hill also holds shliach nase aid, and that's how we will end up with the halacha shliach nase aid. Okay, now that we say shliach nasa aid, let's see how far reaching will this apply in all areas of shlichus or not. And now Rav is going to say that when we say shliach nasa aid, it will apply in three different areas of halacha. Amar Rav Nachman. Now that we've established the fact that an agent can be a witness, so Rav in the name of Rav Nachman says, how far-reaching does this go? So he says three things. For example, Amar l'shnayim, it comes out now, if he would tell two men, Tzu'u v'kat sheli asa'isha, go and marry this woman for me. So, very good. It will work. Hain shluchav, they both are his agents. Hain edov, they're both his witnesses. Because now, if you're saying shluch shalom kamoso, it works by marriage. You can send two people, it works. How else is it going to work? Similarly with a divorce. he sends two guys out to divorce a woman. One of them will give the actual divorce, but both of them will function as witnesses who can testify that she indeed did receive the divorce. That's how it applies. And the third area, v'chein b'dinei mamonos, similarly in monetary issues. How's that going to work with monetary issues? Let's say if one sends money with two agents to repay his creditor. Now, when I lend you money, we're going to discuss this more tomorrow. When I lend you money, okay, and we'll have to understand, did he lend him with witnesses or not witnesses when he lent him? Let's just say simple for now. Let's say he lent him with witnesses. Let's just say it's simple now. Okay, now I have proof you owe me the money, right? Now, I'm going to pay you back. A month later, I'm paying you back. So I send two guys. You can understand why you want to send two guys. He's sending two guys. He says, okay, I'm going to send two guys to pay him back. Now, should there ever be a doubt as to whether I paid him back or not, I got my two friends who will testify, and they are now two shlichim for me. They're two agents, and they could be two witnesses as well. So Rava, in the neighbor of Nachman, said, you see how this applies in three ways. Now, Rava went out of his way to elaborate on this. Although we already said the law is a shliach can be an aid, Rava went out of his way to elaborate it applies in all three ways. We're just going to ask, well, why did you have to tell us this? Couldn't we have figured that out on our own? Couldn't you have just told us one or two? Why did you spell out all three for us? He's going to say, no, because there's a reason why you might have perhaps thought we wouldn't say shliach nasa aid. And Rav is saying, no, I want you to know this rule applies across the board. And now he wants to explain why you might have thought it wouldn't work, but it still does. Utsricha. And Rava had to, in the name of Rav Nachman, had to state it explicitly in all three cases. Why? Because let's say he only picked one. For example, Diyashmi Kiddushin, let's say he just said that a shliach could be an aid by Kiddushin. Okay, I would have thought it only applies by Kiddushin, and maybe not by divorce. Why? Mishum Dilemisre Kaasi. Because what are the agents doing when they come back and say that we married her? What are they effectively doing now? They're making this woman prohibited to any other man in the world, aren't they? Right. The fact that we believe them, right? She is making them. So now, here's the point. The only reason we would think that the agents aren't good is perhaps maybe they have their own agenda. Right. Maybe they're lying. Maybe they have an agenda. But here, when they marry this woman off, what happens at the end of what are they testifying? That what? She can't be with anybody, right, including themselves.
Right.
So is there any reason for them to lie?
Not in this case, no.
Okay, that's right, by Kiddushin, right? There's no benefit they would get by lying,
right,
because by telling the truth, they don't benefit. Right. So there's no reason to assume that they're lying. So that, if it only said marriage, I'd understand. But if I didn't say divorce, I think maybe by divorce, we wouldn't believe them. Why? Aval gerishin, but divorce, nechesh, let's suspect, shema ein of nasava. Maybe these two guys had their eyes on this woman. And they wanted to get her divorced. And now when she says they're divorced, she's divorced, she becomes permitted to everybody. Can you imagine these two guys said, you know, your husband, we testify in court, your husband divorced you. Right? So here the agents may have a motive for lying. Perhaps they accidentally lost the bill of divorce. Right. Let's say they lost the bill of divorce, but they claim to have delivered it anyway so that one of them will be able to marry the woman. Right? So that's where you might think it wouldn't have helped. That's why he had to say, and also by divorce it helps. Okay, so now I have these. So now I know why I had to say marriage. It said divorce. Wait a minute. What about money? Well, if I only had these two, I think that money also might not work. Why? If I only say divorce and marriage and not money, I'd say, well, listen, by divorce, mishum de'itzel obey trei lochazi. Listen, we can't assume that both guys wanted to lie, because how many can she get married to?
One.
So why would the other guy lie if he doesn't get any benefit out of it? So maybe by divorce, even though they might want to lie, but wait a minute, they're not really going to want to lie so much, because only one, okay, maybe one guy benefits, but both aren't benefiting. Okay, so I guess if one guy benefits and one guy doesn't, we'll say you'll believe them. But by money, if they lie, what did the guy do? He sent them to pay back the debt. What if they say, listen, we just won't pay back the debt,
keep the money,
and we'll say it was paid back. Now, how many of them can benefit? Both, because they're going to split the money. So if a mamona, Ema, I might say, Hani Miflik Polik, they'll split up the money amongst themselves. And therefore at Shricha, we needed to say all three cases. Because each one has a chiddush. We only say one. So now, at this point, we've concluded that shliach nasa aid, a shliach can be a witness, how far? For marriage, for divorce, and monetary issues of paying back, a shliach can be an aid. Now the Gemara's going to ask one technical question on this, is in terms of, well, if we're talking about, we believe the witness is to repay the money, well, how was the loan made to begin with? And that's the whole question. If the loan was made in front of witnesses, or if the loan was made not in front of witnesses, then it will depend on how it has to be repaid back. That'll be a discussion for tomorrow.